You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Bonjour, Anton Gema, Tony Troyer, Indigenous Cause, Wagush, Indugu, Minua, Migizi, and Dodem, Gazagasquaji, Mekag, and Donjiba. My name's Anton or Tony Troyer, and I'm from Leech Lake. My native name is Wagush. Happy to be with you today. You know, nobody said, here's how you tell a story or something like that. I just listened to a lot of stories. I got to spend time with a lot of great storytellers. There's a guy who lived pretty close to my house named Scott Hedberg, who was a famous storyteller. And I mean, he would, even if he went to a bar or something, you know, his wife would lose him and he'd be sitting in a corner surrounded by people telling stories, you know, like Ojibwe stories. So I got to spend time with a lot of people who had a lot of these. And even when I was doing work on my, you know, Ojibwe recordings and things like that, I captured a lot of those on audio and worked on transcribing and translating them, and kind of felt like I was crawling in somebody's head sometimes. By the time you really transcribe a sentence, yeah, you got to listen to it, you know, 10 times or something before you capture it. And so that really helped me with my language and with, you know, understanding how a story fits together. There's so many gifted storytellers out there. I don't pretend to, you know, hold a candle to any of them, but I really enjoy listening to the stories. I enjoy sharing them. To me, this is our literature at its best. You know, there are just layers of meaning. So on the one hand, there's like an entertaining story. It's fun, it's captivating. It's the arts, it's expressive, so we just kind of enjoy, like we enjoy a really good actor or something, laying it out there, and you can, a good story will transport you into that place, and so that's pretty fun, and it sparks imagination and connection. But also, that's just one layer. There's also the language dimensions, and there's so much subtlety and deeper meaning in there. So, you know, because Ojibwe words have all these deeper meanings built into them, a lot of first speakers will say something like, well, when you tell the story in Ojibwe, it's like you're painting a picture. Mm-hmm. Or there'll be things like plays on words that are outrageously comical, you know. And so some of that is harder to translate. Yeah, even a word like giwanaadizi, to be crazy, yeah. That gi root has to do with something spinning or turning. So like, you know, even giwashkwe, to be dizzy, or giwashkwebi, to be dizzy from drink. You know, so when you say odizi is behavior, so giwan odizi, it almost evokes an image of like, oh, something like a dog chasing his tail, scurrying around in a circle, you know. Mm-hmm. And so in English you say crazy, and that can mean different things to different people, but it doesn't automatically give you a certain image. But in Ojibwe, there's the meaning there, but then there's the image that it evokes because of the thick description behind it. You know, he was crazy. And then already people are starting to chuckle because it's like priming the pump, you know, and then all the crazy stuff that he would do, you know, and you get in these crazy, outrageous situations, and it's a lot of fun. And then, you know, there's also the way that it delivers a certain message that it's, I mean, there's a moral for the stories, you know, so there's like a, there's kind of like a content punchline, but then there's also, there's also, in addition to that, there's all of the subtle ways that it teaches culture. Like, that's the way he was. That's the way Wainabuju was, you know, or whoever, you know, or that's the way that particular animal behaves, you know. And sure, you can take a few sentences in English and try to explain that, you know, but it's not the same, like you've got all those layers at the same time. And it's pretty cool.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.